I'd like to call us to order at this time, the Health and Social Services Committee, September 18th, 4 p.m. is our time of beginning. We shall do so. We'll begin now with prayer. I want to ask Congresswoman Pratt if you'd be so kind to give us an afternoon prayer.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you at this time and we just thank you for everything that you have blessed us with. Bless us with our homes and our families, our children, our parents, our grandparents, yeah. Aunts, uncles, our friends, our coworkers, and just everyone that you've placed in our life, Lord. I just pray that we do your will and always have your word in our hearts and minds. And I just ask that you touch those and just remind those in need you are to us, what you do for us, and the promise of our lives to come and the eternal life that we all seek with you in the kingdom of heaven, Father. And I just pray that they open their hearts to you and allow you to work in their lives, in their homes, in their parenting, and everywhere, Lord, and they just feel your presence the way I do, Father, and I just thank you so much for everything, and please forgive us for our sins, and we love you, and we thank you and praise your name, and amen.
Thank you. Now, roll call, please, for our presence.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Out here.
Speaker Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present. Thank you. Next on our agenda is approval of the minutes, giving you time here to review the minutes. If there's any additions, corrections, deletions, please let us know. Tillman.
Motion to approve the minutes September 16th as presented.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Discussion. Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Motion is approved. The minutes are approved. Moving on to number five is consideration of ONCA 1865, an act to amend the definition of a child in the juvenile code and to establish an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse, you got any motion you'd like to make at this time?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to withdraw ONCA 1865 at this time.
Okay, I think matter of procedure, I recognize that. If you would ask me to report that out tomorrow with no recommendation and withdraw it on the floor.
Okay, I restate, ask you, Mr. Chair, to report this out with a do not pass recommendation.
No recommendation.
No recommendation on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
Thank you. And a second. Discussion. Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed say no. I shall report that out with no recommendation tomorrow, and you can follow up with your movement tomorrow on the floor.
Thank you, sir.
Going to number six, consideration of ONCA 1910, an act to establish family medical leave in law for Osage Nation full-time employees and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards.
Hello.
You have the floor. Please enlighten us about ONCA 1910 and what your position is this afternoon.
Well, this is the bill that we worked on very briefly last session. It has to do with the Family Medical Leave Act. My intent in filing it was to make sure that employees could utilize time to deal with a family illness, take additional leave for maternity leave, etc. And if you'll recall, the HR director came down and discussed some things with us that I was unaware were already in place. And my understanding of where we left it is she was going to go back and look at it. And I'm not having much luck getting anybody from executive down here that I've been inviting down. So I know there's certain members that say, not ready to do anything without hearing from them. I am open to suggestions on how to solicit more input. But I don't have much else right now. This needs to be worked on, but it needs, and I'm sorry that today would have been a day that we could have worked on it, but I really need some more help from the HR department to make some definitive moves.
Congresswoman Edwards, I'm looking at my calendar here, and on September the 26th, next week, there's an opening for 2:30 to 3:30 for this health committee to grab an hour's worth of work, and need to, we could consider this again.
Okay.
Postpone it until that time, which time might be also a time that you made mention that we might get a telephone call with next company, the third party administrator.
Yes, I'd like to do that and the health benefit.
Set that up, say.
Mr. Speaker, would you invite the HR director to the next meeting, please?
I will.
I mean, Mr. Chairman or Mr. Speaker, both of you.
Yes, we will. We'll invite them to the meeting.
Anybody that can help me out here.
Yes.
All right.
So without objection, I shall postpone any more consideration of ONCA 1910 until September the 26th, and we'll meet at 2:30. Moving on, and we're going to request from, again, Appropriations Chair, Mr. Potts, who asked this committee to review support documentation for the Wajaji Health Clinic. And that documentation was received here on July the 16th. We do have a representative from the health up here, and I believe it's Colonel Hodge, is that correct? Yes, doctor. And if you'll please join us here at the table, we may just have you enlighten us a bit about this documentation. I don't know if you have it in hand. Mr. Batson is here too. This is not necessarily a hearing or anything. We just have some questions. And again, the intent of this particular meeting is for us to be able to report out tomorrow to the Appropriations Committee that we indeed reviewed this component, which is restricted monies. It's not tribal monies. This is your restricted monies. We understand that. And even though we're not looking at federal dollars and other restricted, we do want to consider this part of the health component, and this is something that the Appropriations Committee Chair needs to have on record, perhaps, that we did indeed today look at it. And so I'll open the floor to any of the members of the committee, the Health and Social Services Committee, to have any questions of. This is the documents that were sent in and budgets, et cetera, again, of the monies that are, quote, non-tribal monies. And there might be some of you who have particular questions. If there's any questions, the floor is open. Ms. Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Hi, Donnie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. Hi. Hello, Clark. Thank you for being here. I need to speak into my microphone. Thank you. So the money's restricted due to a resolution from Mr. Norris. Is that correct? Several years ago, any monies that are made by the health facility is automatically restricted and put back into the health facility or the health in general. Just health, correct?
By Osage law, by federal law, and by contractual agreement in LIFA.
Okay, thank you. And so I just was looking at, all I was basically looking at is that, you know, you projected $4 million in revenue, and where are you at in that now?
Okay, I haven't finished my bank rec, but as of 8/31, we are at $4.7 million, which is $900,000 more than we budgeted for FY19. And we still have a month to go.
Still have a month to go. Okay, wonderful. Great news.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good.
So something else that, I mean, I just, we've been looking at, you know, a lot of budgets, and granted it is the federal budget, but something that, and I know that it's not anything that we have to report out of here, but we've been talking a lot about salaries and wages here at this table. And, you know, I just see a significant increase in a couple of, you know, in one salary in particular, which is the CEO's salary of $9,000 from last year. Is that what's submitted? Is that correct?
Yes, and the way MICROS worked is there were some presumptions that were programmed in based on percentage increases in employees' anniversary dates that were calculated on automatically by MICROS. And that's how it got from the current pay of 300 to the 309.
So he's not a contractual employee with a set salary?
There is a contract between him and the nation. All the providers, the LPNs, the physician, or the physician's assistants, the nurse practitioners, and the doctors actually have a contract that kind of on top of their regular employment status. It contains some provisions like, you know, they have to give more notice than a normal employee and some different things. But there is a contract, but no, he is an employee. He is not. I'm used to looking at this from a tax angle to where a contractor is someone that you don't pay employment tax on, and an employee is someone you do. And in that sense, they are employees, not contractors, because we do pay employment taxes on them, but there is a contract.
Thank you.
Members of the committee, thank you, Megan. I know that you've been pulling stuff up here at the last moment. And again, this is the worksheets and the dollars and the cents and the numbers that we have in this particular restricted fund. Again, members of the committee, got any questions? We've got people who can answer them. Mr. Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and welcome. Glad you're all here, Clark. Glad you're here. And just with the agreement that we have, and we call this, I think you said restricted money, and so you've generated $4.7 million, and you still have a month to go. I congratulate you. That's better than anything we've done else outside. You can't call it economic development, I guess, but still yet, that's a significant amount of money. And just being me, and that's comes from billing, that third-party billing, but there's a breakdown with pharmacy, there's the dentist, the optometry, the doctor, and all this and all that. So going forward, and I know you have many, but Colonel, Doctor, is it Doctor Colonel?
Donnie's fine.
Donnie. Colonel, what are some of the challenges that you see in the next coming year? Maybe a wish list of things, priorities, but some of the challenges that you faced.
So I would say our number one, our biggest challenge that we have right now is just space. I mean, we've outgrown that clinic several years ago, before Paula left, we had outgrown that clinic, and Brandy left, but we'd outgrown that clinic. We're stacked on top of each other. So I would say, above everything else, it's the building itself. That's our biggest challenge. I mean, we've got great staff. We got willing staff. Our patients, I think, they like coming to see us. They have a choice. They don't have to come see us for the most part. You know, we have a pretty high insured rate, but they still come to see us. So I think probably our biggest challenge is going to be the building.
If I may, Mr. Chair, I know that we've had some conversations here at this table, and the hopes and the dreams of doing some, you know, a building, a facility, whatever that may be. And this is encouraging to me, in my chair where I sit, to see what you're doing in a cramped space.
Right.
You know, and what that festers to me also is, even though you're doing really well, you're cramped in there, and sometimes I know patients probably have to wait. I've never been to a doctor's appointment where I didn't have to wait, where they said it starts at 9:30. If you get 10 o'clock, you're like, you know, that's good. So I know there's going to be growing pains, things that you have experienced right now as we're opening, and I just want to say I'm awful proud of the job you're doing. I have had great experiences every time I've been up there, and my family included, from my teeth to my eyes to my body. It's just been a wonderful experience. So thank you all very much for what you do. And hopefully in the future we'll look at this facility thing bigger, and I think that 4-7 would possibly go up too, but we'll see. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Stabler.
I wanted to tag onto that comment. That's absolutely true. They're limited in revenue by the space that they're occupying now. And so all the growth that can come with a new clinic is going to generate even more revenue for them. So that's all good news. But I wanted to ask Donnie, too, on providers. What is your status on providers currently?
We've kind of been on a good run here lately. We've just recently lost one because she's going to go into the mission field, so that's not anything. She wasn't leaving because she was unhappy or anything like that. She just has a different calling, you know. So they're doing a lengthy mission trip, so that's and she's great. I mean, it's going to hurt a little bit, so not a little bit. It's going to hurt a lot. She's a great provider, and folks like her. I'm sorry. Optometry's good, dental's good. We've got Dr. Milner just came on as a permanent provider. We have a really good locum right now who I wish would stay, but you know, he's from Florida, so I don't know that we'll make that happen. But again, space, you know, if we had room to see more patients, I think we could add more providers and still, you know, and still have room. But Kim is still the workhorse there and seeing everybody. So I think we're in pretty good shape currently, is what I'm trying to say. Four. Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Lehman?
Well, four counting.
Thank you, Donnie. So the physician that you're speaking about, is it Kelsey Riebel?
Uh-huh.
So is she number two in billing?
Probably, yes, ma'am. I would have to double check that she's, let me think. It may have changed. Her and Dr. Milner are probably pretty close, but I bet she's still number two, yes.
Is Dr. Milner one of the new physicians?
Is the new physician, yes, ma'am.
And when is Kelsey leaving?
November according to the contract, she had to give a lengthy notice, but I believe it's sometime in the 1st of November.
Sorry to see her go. I
know. Me too.
There's a lot of people that really like the care that she gives.
Yes.
At the facility, and I worked with her briefly, and I really liked how she took care of our patients. So I'm sad to hear that, but best of luck to her.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions from members of the committee? Hearing none. Acknowledge for the record that this committee did review the support documentation with the Wajaji Health Clinic, reported such tomorrow. That completes our agenda for today. Chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Those in favor signify by saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are adjourned. Thank you. Our next meeting scheduled
the
committee report, please.
That's probably the policy.
Okay.